Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by CityVox New York, the voice of the city. Hey there. Welcome into a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop that's not the same old thing. It's radio for your head and your heart. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
So enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you just winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
People must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you wink your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, my darling. Who wouldn't love you and who wouldn't care?
Love you, who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
K. Kaiser and his orchestra, with vocals by Trudy Irwin and Harry Babbitt. That was Who Wouldn't Love You? In 1942, K. Kaiser's orchestra was far more commercial than Benny Goodman's or Lionel Hampton's. And by 1942, K. Kaiser had earned 47 charted records, and 24 of them were top tens. And Who Wouldn't Love You was among his four chart toppers in 1942. 1942 was a year of abrupt change in America. After the initial shock of Pearl Harbor had worn off, the nation quickly adapted to the realities of war. War bond rallies became common across America, and actress Carol Lombard, wife of Clark Gable, was killed in a plane crash. Rents were frozen nationwide, and in October of that year, gasoline rationing became a way of life. And if you haven't already guessed, well, we're going to be spending some quality time in 1942 today. If you're a new listener, well, let me just say that I named this program Anything Goes, and I meant it. We like to mix the familiar and classic with the new and fabulous, and mix it up with some factual information and interviews, and serve up a mix that's always intended to bring a smile to your face and a little stimulus for your brain. And since World War II was such a remarkable time in American and worldwide history, and since my dad is a World War II veteran, it kind of felt like a good idea to occasionally pay tribute to the music of some of the noteworthy years. So each song you hear during this program will be from 1942, with the exception of the one we heard at the top, Mr. Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra, and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for coming along for the ride. So here's some more cool information about 1942. With apologies to my wonderful listeners in Taiwan, Australia, and other countries, please note that the facts we'll be sharing are U.S. statistics, but I think you're going to have a good time anyway. So in 1942, the average cost of a new house is about $3,800, and the average yearly wage is about $1,900. And the average cost to rent a house is $35. So here's a trivia question for you. In 1942, a film was released that we still watch every holiday season. It was in this film that we first heard the best-selling single of all time. What do you think that song is? I'll let you ponder that one while we check this one out from Bing Crosby.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart. Not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
In 1942, Bing Crosby starred in a classic Christmas film with Fred Astaire called Holiday Inn. And two Irving Berlin songs from that film became hits for Bing Crosby. The song we just heard, Be Careful, It's My Heart, and the song that to this day remains the best-selling single of all time. Did you guess it? Yeah, it's White Christmas, with sales of more than 50 million copies worldwide. And we've come up to a break. But before we go, how about I leave you with another trivia question? How much do you think a gallon of gas was in 1942? Yeah, tough one. On the other side, we'll have your answer, and we'll hear from Benny Goodman and Miss Peggy Lee. What else have we got? Billie Holiday with Paul Whiteman. And we're going to be doing the Cow-Cow Boogie. I'm Lise Avery, and we'll be back lickety-split with more of our tribute to 1942 here on Anything Goes.